Welcome to Eagles Game Plan, where we break down the Eagles each and every week. And coming off another nail-biting victory against the Ravens, we're going to take a look at the Arizona Cardinals, the 2-0 Arizona Cardinals, right here on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger, joined by Mike Quick and Ike Reese. And guys, great come from behind victory. Let's start with you, Mike. What were you most impressed by, the offense or the defense in the game?
Well, I like that they were able to come from behind and get that last touchdown, but I was really more impressed with the defense. If you look at this defense, 2 weeks in a row, they really shut down teams on third downs, giving the offense a lot more opportunities. I think this week it was 3 out of 14 times that they're able to convert on third downs against this defense. That's pretty impressive.
Ike, a defensive guy. Are you going with the defense here this one?
I'll let Mike have the defense. That's a great analysis there. But I got to tell you, an individual player I was impressed with, DeSean Jackson. 8 targets last week, caught 7 of those 8 targets. Here's a guy that stepped up and made big catches at big time, took big hits, held on to the ball, and was a fire plug out there for the team.
Spark, he was feisty, though. He didn't back down to the Ravens. They were coming after him. I always think that when DeSean has that type of game, it just basically energizes everybody. The crowd, the team. He took that hit on the sidelines from Ed Reed, held onto the ball. That's not easy to do. I think this team has a new toughness that we haven't seen. Yeah. They tackle much better now, Ike. I think, the ability to take that ball 80 yards when you have to. Yeah. There's a mental toughness. Overcome the injuries, a lot of backups playing in that fourth quarter of the game. I just think there's a toughness to this team that we haven't seen in a long time.
When you talk about toughness, obviously you're going to think of the physical toughness, but winning those games in the end, that mental toughness, I think that'll take them even further.
And Ike, when you have that signature win against the Ravens, that's more than just a regular win. That's beating one of the big boys, one of the bullies on the block, one of the teams expected to be a perennial good team. To be able to take them down like that, that's a signature
win. No doubt about it. If nothing else, the Eagles now have confirmation that they belong with the other elite teams in this league. Later on this year, they're going to face adversity. They may be down 10 points versus the Giants or who have you, but they can draw back on what they did in week 2 against the Baltimore Ravens. And that's something that's going to build for them later on down the road this year.
Let's go take a look at what they did on that final drive to keep the Ravens from scoring. All right, Ike, so the offense goes 80 yards and they take the lead 24-23, but there's still a minute and 48 seconds to go. Defensively, what goes through your mind now when you step on the field?
All right, let's go. It's on us. Good defenses want the game to be decided on their shoulders, and you can tell before they stepped on the field, they huddled up and went out there with confidence they can get the job done.
You know what they did, though, in this final drive? We're going to show a couple of plays here, Ike, is they challenged the receivers, they challenged the quarterback, and that's what I love about this defense right now is, in this play right here, we're going to take a look at Nate Allen right here in the middle against the tight end Dennis Pitta. I mean, it's 1-on-1 right now, and it's up to Nate to take this ball away.
Yeah, Juan understands his personnel this year. Last year, a little bit of a conundrum with Asante being out there, a little bit more of a zone player. He has guys that can play bump and run coverage, man coverage, and Nate is healthy.
Well, that knee is now a year removed, so he does look better. Now, look, they don't go away from him. The very next play, they come right back again to this matchup inside. They like the tight end against the safety drop down. And this is Nate Allen's job right here. Make sure that they don't get that first down.
Yeah, and what I like here is that Nate, he's not too tight on him, but he's tight enough to know that where the sticks are at, and he's able to make the tackle before he gets to the sticks. Doesn't allow the ball to get over his head. But the key part here, Baldy, is the tackle as soon as the catch is made.
He tackled the catch. Yeah. All right, let's go a little bit further here, into the drive right now. You're going to see a play, I think, where Joe Flacco just misses his receiver on 3rd and 2 here, where I think he's got a throw, but he's been hit so many times during the game, he's not setting his feet to make the throw.
Yeah, and this is where the pass rush from earlier in the game is having an effect on Joe Flacco late in the game. Here, clearly a ball that Flacco would have completed any other time, but because he's been under duress all game, he overthrows this ball and then throws his hands up. What happened?
So here's the 4th down play right now, and it's interesting because the Eagles now have a linebacker in Michael Kendricks that can cover some of the elite running backs in this league right here, and that's Ray Rice coming out of the backfield. And Ray is going to run that flat route. And here's Michael Kendricks, right? He's right on him, right where he needs to be.
Great job understanding pre-snap read. Michael Kendricks undercuts that route. You see him get closer to the line of scrimmage, to avoid the little garbage over here to the left with the slot receiver and Kurt Coleman. He goes
underneath it.
And again, if that's a good throw, that's an interception for Michael Kendricks.
He's going to get one of those before the season's out.
He definitely.
I mean, I think next couple weeks. So he's going to undercut that flat route. He's going to take it to the house.
The best part of this final drive, Baldy, was Juan's ability to call man coverage, playing to his player's strength. It's not a soft zone where you dink and dunk down the field and get in field goal range. It's man coverage, challenge your guy at the line of scrimmage, and force the quarterback to beat you with a great throw.
Well, what's the old axiom in the NFL? Prevent defenses, prevent winning.
Yes.
They challenged the receivers, and they made the quarterback and the receivers beat them, and the Ravens couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. That's the big difference with this defense this year, is that in order to beat Nnamdi or DRC on the outside, or even Nate Allen, who's healthy this year, including Kendricks as linebacker.
And Brandon Boykin now.
You had better be on top of your game on an offensive side of the ball. The Eagles are ready to play man-to-man defense late in games.
So those are some of the highlights of the Eagles' defense and the victory against the Ravens. But now let's turn our attention to the Arizona Cardinals' offense. And what we should look forward to this week, and to join us on that, is Mike Tenier from SportsOnEarth.com. Mike, what are some of the trends that Eagle fans should look for here from this Cardinals' offense?
The Cardinals are a team that, for years, has been trying to open up their offense. They drafted Michael Floyd in the first round specifically to get Larry Fitzgerald some help and to be able to stretch the defense and throw the ball downfield. So far this season, they have not been throwing the ball downfield. The average Cardinals pass play is only traveling 6.9 yards down the field. Now, by contrast, the Eagles' average pass goes 10.6 yards down the field. This is a short passing offense. Kevin Cobb, on passes that travel more than 15 yards downfield, is 0 for 4. And in fact, neither Cardinals quarterback has even attempted a pass that has traveled more than 25 yards down the field. Instead of throwing the ball to Larry Fitzgerald, who had just 5 targets against the Patriots, or to Michael Floyd, who only played 6 snaps in that game, the Cardinals are throwing the ball to their tight ends and to their running backs. Tight ends and running backs have accounted for 46% of all the Cardinals' passes. Todd Heap is having a great year, but Todd Heap has been targeted 13 times, only 3 fewer times than Fitzgerald, the guy who is supposed to be the focal point of this passing game.
Thanks, Mike, for that insight to the Arizona Cardinals offense. Ike, when you look at the Cardinals offense, where does it start for them right now?
Well, a lot of it's going to depend on the quarterback and how he plays. When you face a team like the Philadelphia Eagles that can bring heat without the blitz from their defensive line, Kevin Cobb has a propensity to abort the plays, leave the pocket, get outside, and he's a little jittery. So, to me, getting hits on this guy early affects him throughout the course of the game. Once you affect the quarterback, it affects everything else on the team.
Mike, what do you see at things?
Well, Ike's exactly right, but it really gets back to the protection. If they can protect Kevin Cobb, he'll have time to get the ball down the field. They picked up Michael Floyd. They have the speed on the outside, but it's just a matter of, can he stand in that pocket and deliver down the field? Is that offensive line going to give him the time necessary to throw the big balls down the field?
I got 2 words. Exit stage right. 3 words, I guess. I mean, that's what Kevin Cobb does. He feels pressure. He's looking. His escape route is to the right, and he's going to try to rescue the play. That's why at the end of the game, Larry Fitzgerald has 1 catch. On the other side, we're going to be joined by Greg Cosell from NFL Films. He's going to give us a breakdown on the Eagles' game plan and part of the reason why they were so successful last Sunday. Eagles' game plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, and each and every week we're joined by senior producer at NFL Films, Greg Cosell. And Greg, you come to us with heavy hearts today. You're in NFL Films today. We know about the passing of Steve Sable, but what, in your world of matchups, and that's where you're at, where did Steve come into all of that and looking inside the game, within the game that you do each and every week?
Well, let me just say this, Baldy. First of all, and you know this, there was not a better human being on the planet than Steve Sable. That's what I'll most remember. It's not the business part of it. But just in terms of my career, he was the one who came to me in 1984 and said, I think I have an idea about doing some kind of matchup show, and you're the guy to do it. And this was 1984. And who knew at that point what it would become? Because back then, no one thought about the game in terms of X's and O's. No one felt that an audience would react to that. And I think now that's what people want to see. So that was Steve's innovation. And I was fortunate enough for him to have confidence in me to run with it. And I like to think we do a pretty good job with it after all this time.
Well, we can't get enough matchups here, Greg. And if we go back to last week's victory against the Ravens, I thought Marty Morningweg and Andy Weid put together a great game plan all the way around. The execution of it was superb at the end. But let's go inside the game a little bit, because Brent Celek had a big game. But it's more than just Brent Celek catching the ball in the middle field. There's a design to get Brent Celek open the way he was in that game. Take us through the play, Greg, because there's a play-action fake. There's a ghost motion.
Well, what happens is they start off with Brown in the backfield, and they go regular play-action to him to the strong side, to the side of Celek. Yep. And that initially holds the two linebackers, Lewis and McClain. And then what happens is they go with the ghost reverse action to Deshaun. Mm-hmm. And that also holds them. So right now, the D-line and the linebackers, Baldy, as you know, have so much to decipher and
digest.
It's
very busy in the backfield at that point, Greg.
Yeah, and that's the key to backfield action, because it's all deception. Play action is really deception. And this is double play action with the reverse part to it. Now, there's one other critical element to this. If you look where Macklin is, he's the weak side wide receiver with a plus split outside the numbers. He runs a vertical route. The corner to his side, though, sees Jackson with the reverse action coming right at him. So he pauses and then goes, oh, my God, I'm responsible for Macklin. So he immediately gets on his horse and starts running for Macklin. And Celek, just on kind of a deep over route, you know, crossing route, whatever you want to call it, he then just goes to where the corner disappears from, and there's no linebacker, there's no underneath coverage due to the backfield action, there's no corner coverage because of Macklin's route and the reverse action, and Celek is wide open for a 28-yard gain on a first and 10 play that takes him down inside the 10-yard line. Beautifully designed. I think the other part of this matchup that's fascinating, and you can speak to this being an all-lineman, is with Dallas Reynolds now at center, and even with Watkins and Mathis, they're facing Darnell Dockett and Calais Campbell, and I think Dockett is the most explosive first-step D-tackle in this league. They can't make this a game of individual matchups on the interior, because if it comes down to a game of individual matchups on the interior of the Eagles' O-line, they won't win the majority of those, and Vic could be under siege. Now, these two teams played last year, and surprisingly, the Cardinals only blitzed four times in the entire game, yet the Eagles' offense was out of sync all game.
When Eagles' game plan returns, I will be joined by DeSean Jackson to break down that 50-yard bomb from Michael Vick. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Mike Quick alongside of DeSean Jackson, Eagles wide receiver. DeSean, take us through a couple of the plays from last week's game.
We're going to take it back to this play in the third quarter, end of the third quarter, backed up in our own zone. I think we're at like the 7-yard line. And this is a play right here that Marty Morningweg and Coach Reed does a great job of getting Mike Vick to play action fake, look to the right, look to the left. He actually does a great job because I'm over here once again. Michael Vick play fakes to the left and he looks up. You see his eyes right there? Just that slight time of him looking over here keeps this safety right here, Ed Reed, who's a, you know, crazy ball hawk, a crazy hitter. He does all the above. And this is actually a double stutter go. And I get to like 8 to 10 yards and I stutter him up. And as you see, as once I stutter him up, he kind of broke on it. And once I seen him do that, I actually just took this little whoop and got back on top of him. And from there, Mike Vick throws a great ball. And you know, I'm just focused on catching the ball, and Ed Reed comes over and makes a great play.
You run a great route, but the key, as you said, when you watch from the end zone copy, is Michael Vick looking off to the left side initially, that little fake right there.
Yeah, he looked to the left first, and then he came back to the right. And then
that little look off, the pump on the left side, and then that holds Ed Reed at safety. So from giving you a headache.
Yeah, about 10. I still got a headache. Still got the headache, but, you know, it helps him from making a big play on the ball. So, you know, that was a good job with Mike Vick. Right here is actually 3rd down and 6. It's a tight coverage. You see the defender, you know, being up on the ball.
Yep.
And I'm the receiver here. So, you know, when I first come off the ball, I actually try to give him a little stutter step right in here to you know, kind of think I'm going deep. And once I do that, give him a little move right there, he kind of tenses up and opens up. And once he opens up, I actually, you know, try to swing my arm just in case, you know, DBs like to hold a lot. So I just, you know, swept just in case he was on me. And, you know, Mike Vick made a great ball to throw it down to the sideline. And, you know, from there, intense game, you know, just gotten a little scaffold with the guy, 29, and, you know, flicked the ball at him until the first down, went back to the huddle. And, you know, on the way, me going back to the huddle, I told him in his ear, I'm going to be in your ear all day. And you're not going to stop me.
I think there was a lot of that going on out there Sunday,
was,
right?
Yeah, Sunday was one of them games. You know, two birds and, you know, the Eagles, we fly high on them. You see, I'm tripping, man, you know. They might think the little guy ain't going to do too much, but, you know, I'm out there doing a lot, you know.
Very physical football game on Sunday. Does this team, does this offense have a different attitude?
Yeah, definitely we have a different attitude. You know, this year is a huge year for us. You know, we feel like we had a great offseason, you know, able to take advantage of all the time and, you know, workouts and, you know, everything we was able to do. So, you know, being the second game of the year, you know, 2-0, you know, from last year we was 0-4. So regardless, like, if we win by 1 point or however we win the games, and that's all that matters right now.
This offense right now leading the league in yardage. How good do you think you can be if you cut down on the turnovers?
And I honestly, you know, I've been challenging the guys out there because, you know, I tell them without the turnovers and things like that, you know, we can be the best team in the NFL and no one can stop us. So as long as we're not turning the ball over and doing the type of crazy things to hurt us, you know, we'll be all right. But as you can see, I think, you know, we had three however many turnovers on Sunday and, you know, we still beat a team like the Ravens. So, you know, it just tells us, you know, sky's the limit if we could, you know, eliminate the penalties.
You know, and Michael rusty in that first game, missing all of the preseason, and then just came on real big on Sunday.
Exactly.
How big do you think he can be for this team this season?
Man, Mike Vick going to be a huge addition. One thing I'll say is as long as he can stay healthy, you know, I know everybody's counting him out to say he can't play a full 16, you know, season game. But, you know, in my eyes, he's very, you know, durable. He takes hits. You know, he's a leader. He stands up and, you know, gets up after every hit he takes. You know, I don't see how he does it, man, honestly, because, you know, I'm a little guy myself. I get hit, I'm hurting the next day. So, you know, he just doesn't really show it, and he's standing there and doing what he needs to do.
What do you see this week out of the Arizona Cardinals? What are you looking for?
Arizona Cardinals, they're a good physical team as well. You know, they beat Seattle Seahawks. They beat, you know, the Patriots at home, too. So, you know, that's going to be a great game as well. Both teams 2-0. In the last couple of games we played them, they beat us. So we got a little chip on our shoulder going out there.
Thanks for joining us, Deshaun. Much more success for you the rest of this season. And we'll be right back with much more on Eagles Game Plan.
It's an early season marquee matchup featuring the 2-0 Eagles and the 2-0 Arizona Cardinals. Mike, what do you think the key to an Eagle victory is?
Well, I looked at the Patriots game against the Cardinals last week, and I thought that they did a real nice job getting the tight end involved. You saw how well Brent Celek was utilized last week, and I think they have to do a lot of the same. Protect the football, don't give the Cardinals too many opportunities, and get the tight end involved once again.
9 turnovers in 2 games right now. Ike, what do you think?
I'm looking at the quarterback, Kevin Cobb. Who knows Kevin Cobb better than Andy Reid and Marty Morningwig, considering Cobb was here for 4 years? You know, they were able to beat New England last week, dinking and dunking the ball, got a few key turnovers. The Eagles have to force Kevin Cobb to beat them down the field, which I don't think he can do. I don't think he can stand in the pocket and take the heat.
He doesn't want to be in the pocket. Yeah. He's afraid of the pocket. I think that's a given. I want to see this offense step up. I want to see Mike Vick with the consistency that he shows on these game-winning drives. I want to see that from the very beginning against the defense, mind you, that I think is very underrated. They got a lot of good components from that defense. Calais Campbell, Darnell Dockett in the inside, Patrick Peterson, Adrian Wilson, a lot of big-name players. I want to see this offense move the ball up and down the field against an underrated defense. For Mike Quick and Ike Reese, I'm Brian Baldinger. We'll be back here next week to break down the New York Giants right here on Eagles Game Plan. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.